Proclamation number 6045 of 9th of September, 1954. Immeasurable sufferings of Jesus Christ. You cannot assess what I endured for you as long as you stay on earth, but one day it will be revealed to you, and only then will you understand my infinite love which made this sacrifice for you in order to redeem you from the night of death. It was certainly the work of a human being, and you humans therefore regard my sacrificial death on the cross as an act of human fanaticism if you don't believe in the mission of the man Jesus, or as an act of atonement for humanity which required all the strength and conviction of a human being. But you do not know where the man Jesus took this unusual strength from. You do not know that it was infinite love which enabled him to make this sacrifice, and that he was only able to take on an abundance of suffering through love, and that he therefore voluntarily took these sufferings upon himself in order to atone for people's great guilt of sin. The external form of the man Jesus, in whom I embodied myself, declared itself willing to endure superhuman torments because love filled it. Because I myself, as the eternal love, wanted to endure everything for you which you would otherwise have had to endure for eternities as a result of your sin. Love for you, my creations which fell away from me, could not diminish even through your apostasy. And therefore it found this one way to win you back again. My love wanted to cancel your guilt and make the atonement for it itself. But this was only possible if this love could embody itself in a human being, so that this human being took upon himself all the suffering you humans would have had to endure for the sake of your sins. You humans had to expect death. You had forfeited your life of your own free will. And now a human being had to suffer this death for you if you were to be raised to life again. 9th of the 9th, 1954, he gave his life for you in order to give you life again. And the love for you moved him to do so, which was exceedingly great. For Roman 1, as the eternal love, was myself and him. And the strength of love enabled the man Jesus to endure the greatest pain and to consciously enter death. Yet you humans cannot measure the agonies he endured, the mental and physical suffering he endured, for he did not die for one person but for all, and he took the sins of all people upon his shoulders. He made atonement for all people, and thus his suffering was therefore superhuman. It surpassed all ideas you can have of his suffering and death. And all this will one day be revealed to you. What you cannot grasp today will one day touch you like an exceedingly bright ray which would knock you to the ground if my greater than great love did not hold you and let this realization become bliss for you. A bliss which includes praise and thanksgiving and warm reciprocal love, because only now you will be able to appreciate the atonement, the redemptive work of my love and mercy in its full extent. But this ray of light cannot hit you until you have reached a certain degree of maturity in the kingdom of the beyond, until the redemption through Jesus Christ has been accomplished in you. Until you have found forgiveness of all guilt through living faith in him. Until you can dwell in my kingdom free from all guilt and be permeated by my strength of love. As long as you humans are unredeemed, even the crucifixion of the man Jesus is of no greater significance to you than the death of any other human being, because you have no idea of the immense suffering which was caused by the guilt of sin of the whole of humanity. Yet one day you will be powerfully touched by the realization of what the Son of Man has done for you, who gave his body to me to stay in, so that I myself, love, redeemed you humans from eternal death. Amen.